This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It is your local 963 Triple M. Voting forms have gone out. Council elections taking place right the way across the state of South Australia, including right here in the Limestone Coast. Each one of the seven councils will be going to the election. And what I'm going to try and do over the next couple of days is catch up with all of the mayoral candidates. There are way too many council candidates to talk to, but mayoral candidates I reckon I can do. And I've got one on the line. Lynette Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Lynette, I suppose the first question is, tell us a little bit about you, because you've been a huge part of the Limestone Coast community for a number of years now.
Way too many, Ewan, I think. But I've lived in Mount Gambier since 1968, Ewan. So I believe now I qualify as a local.
Absolutely.
And over that time, I've been involved with many organisations. It started when I was quite young. I just took an interest in, I guess, volunteering to work on various charity groups. And then in 2007, I became president of the Chamber of Commerce. And in that time, I've seen the Chamber grow in stature and become much more influential in its role. And so I would say that although I have not served on council, I believe my role as president of the Chamber will stand me in good stead to carry out the role of mayor should I be elected.
So, Lynette, as we look ahead, what are the issues that face the Blue Lake City, and not only the Blue Lake City, because we're influential in the entire Limestone Coast. So what are the issues that affect the community of our region?
I want to see us maintain that we are the prime regional city in the Limestone Coast, and that the whole Limestone Coast works together to promote themselves, because one of the economic drivers of the future is tourism. And we've heard a lot about tourism lately. We're well positioned halfway between Melbourne and Adelaide. And so we need to get people to stay here and stay here longer en route to Adelaide or Melbourne. In order to do that, we really need to create more experiences for tourists, and that's going to require investment. I believe we have areas that are underutilised. One of the other things I've been very keen to do is to attract population growth, because that will then drive economy, provide employment. I think we need to keep the government honest in their promise to take more care of the regions. And one of the things I've always been interested in is decentralisation. And also, as we know these days, because we're so well connected with technology, we can live anywhere and work. Look, Mount Gambier is a wonderful city in which to live. You know, we need to promote that as an alternative to city living. We want to attract young people to come and live and work and stay. So if we can grow our population as well as attracting young people, let's look at what Vince Versace has created with Woodlands and Hallmont. It's a fabulous growth sector for the silver economy. People can sell their home in the city, move to Mount Gambier, buy a home and have money in the bank, and enjoy a fabulous lifestyle. So that's the other end of the spectrum there. And an ageing population will grow the health sector and create employment opportunities. Council are already working on community health and wellbeing, and I think that's really important too, to have that resilient and healthy community. I wish to continue the beautification of Mount Gambier, including the revitalisation of the CBD. As a vibrant CBD really equates to a vibrant city and economy. We do have the issue of some vacant premises in the CBD. Work has already begun through the Chamber and Council on that.
Lynette, why put your hand up to be mayor?
Because I'm passionate about Mount Gambier. And I just want to see Mount Gambier become the best it can be. And when people think of South Australia, I want them to think of Mount Gambier as an alternative to Adelaide and other regions.
Why would you encourage people to vote for you?
I would encourage them to vote for me because I will be a proactive mayor. Along with that, I do believe in responsible financial management with sustainable economic development. I look forward to working with elected members and council staff to deliver the best outcomes for our community, the ratepayers of our community. They're the people who vote us in. We need to listen to them and work accordingly with them. And I just want to make Mount Gambier the best it can be for our people to really enjoy living here. I really encourage everybody to exercise their right to vote. It's important that they do that.
Could not agree more. Lynette, it is always good to catch up and have a chat. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.